Natowski.
Oh.
Janine.
I'm sorry, Mr. De Palma. I didn't do very well.
No.
I just can't seem to get the hang of this.
Well, don't worry. You're just learning. What you need, Janine, is, for someone with some experience to take you out for a little on-the-job training.
Louis still coming on to the new cab driver, huh?
Yeah, I don't know how any woman can resist him, you know?
Now, I got an idea. How about if I take you out and show you the ropes?
Oh, Mr. De Palma, you don't have to do that.
Now, Janine, I'd just feel terrible if you didn't work out here as a cabbie and you left the Sunshine Cab Company without my trying to...
Score.
Score. Look, Janine, don't listen to them. That's just a little of their crude garage humor. Jeff?
Yeah?
Give me the keys to Cab 881.
Yeah.
Come on, my little rookie.
Hey, Louie, you ain't no driver.
Bantha, I was driving cabs when you were in the third grade. Your first year in third grade.
Hey, shouldn't we do something about this?
Oh, no, don't worry about it. I taught her yesterday how to handle him.
What'd you tell her?
I told her if he gives you any trouble, just wrap him on the snout with a rolled-up newspaper.
Hey, that's a good idea.
You know what bugs me about Louise's attitude? The way he treats women like objects, yeah, pieces of meat. I mean, doesn't he know that kind of thing went out 2 to 3 months ago?
Well, Louis never taught me how to drive. In fact, every time I ask him a question, he tells me, get lost.
That's because you don't have a great pair of legs.
Yeah, but Louis don't know that.
You know... I have a tip that I think might be helpful to young cab drivers. Have you ever noticed that when you put the pencil behind your ear, it tends to slither out when you go around sharp curves?
Yeah, it happens to me all the time. It's very annoying. What's your tip, Jim?
Voila!
Oh, help! Help!
Huh?
It was awful!
I knew it!
Oh, hey, what did he do?
Rick, get some water!
My tip.
This lady's not feeling well. All right. You're gonna be fine.
All right.
We'll take care of you. Don't worry. Jeff,
yeah.
Call a doctor.
It's all right,
please.
Don't make a fuss.
Hey, Louie, what happened, Lou?
She hurt herself. All right, but don't worry, ma'am, because you're in good hands here. Lucky that I was there to take charge of things. Jeff, how you come with that doctor?
It's ringing.
How did she hurt herself?
Oh, the poor woman. She had a dizzy spell and fainted in the street.
No, she didn't. She ran over.
Well, what difference does it make as long as she's okay and nobody got pictures?
Thank you.
funny thing about this accident, it made Louis a nicer person. I mean, he keeps calling that old lady on the phone, sending her flowers, going to see her. And he's been spending a lot of time with her.
Oh, poor thing. Hasn't she suffered enough?
And I know what he's doing. He's trying to make friends with her so she won't sue him for his eyeballs.
You all remember Edith Tremaine? And Edith, you must remember the kids from the Sunshine Cab Company, where safety first is our only motto.
I'm so pleased to meet you all. Mr. De Palmer was kind enough to buy this wheelchair for me.
Well, Edith, you won't be needing this wheelchair long. She'll be up and doddering about any time now.
And he sends me a dozen roses every day. You're spoiling me, Louis.
You should be spoiled, Edie. And now I'm going to show you all around the garage. And we'll go nice and slow. We wouldn't want to have any accidents.
You know, something's been bothering me ever since he wheeled her in here. Her face is familiar. It's very familiar to me, only I just can't remember where from.
And over here, we have the grease pit.
Oh, that reminds me, I forgot to thank you for the lunch today.
So don't mention it, Edith. Don't mention it.
Excuse me, ma'am. Have you and I ever met?
No, I don't think so.
You look very familiar to me.
I probably remind you of your grandmother. That's what everyone tells me.
Yeah, I guess that's what it is.
Well, thanks for picking up the conversation, Riga. As I was saying, all of our drivers are chosen for their intelligence, their maturity.
Excuse me. Do you know how many jelly beans I can hold in my mouth at one time?
No, I don't.
Well, I'll have to find out somewhere else.
And as you can see, we also hire those less fortunate than ourselves. Now let me show you my cage. This is the nerve center of the whole operation.
Oh, that isn't necessary. Oh. Mr. De Palmer, it's wonderful. You have a lovely garage, and you have a fun-looking group of employees. And you personally have been as good to me as if you were my own son.
Well, Edith, in a way, you do remind me of my dear, sweet mother, God rest her soul.
Oh, she passed away?
No, this is her nap time.
Well, your mother must be very proud. You're a wonderful person.
Well, I think you're a wonderful person, too.
And I'm glad to be a friend of yours.
And I'm glad to be a friend of yours.
And I hope our relationship isn't going to be hurt by this thing with the courts.
Thing with the courts?
Yes. My lawyers are forcing me into suing you for $1 million.
$1 million.
Thank you for showing me the garage. Thank you.
You didn't see this yet.
What's going on?
Louis went up to break the news to Mr. McKenzie.
Yeah, and try to get the cab company to pay the legal expenses.
Oh, boy, there's going to be trouble.
Thank you. I was sure you'd see it that way. You're more than kind. Thank you, sir.
So what did he say?
Cab company's going to pay for everything.
Oh, boy, are you lucky.
And then they're taking it out of my salary. Everything, including the gas I used when I ran her over. I don't know what I'm going to do. $1 million. $1 million. If the cab company was to take $100 a week out of my salary, $1 million would take 200 years.
Well, that sounds a lot longer than it really is.
Ignatowski, these matters are too serious for you even to be here. Go sit in the storeroom.
Can do.
I still wish I knew why that lady's face looks so familiar.
I can't believe her ingratitude. I mean, after all the things I gave her. The wheelchair, the flowers, the friendship.
The trademarks.
What I need here is the best legal talent money can buy. Jeff, give me the yellow pages. She's gonna wish she never heard the name Louis De Palma.
I know that feeling.
This is great. That old lady has got you.
Yeah, well, we'll see about this, Wheeler. There you go. You can't do better than this. Charles Speedy Wyatt. Legal services. Credit terms available. Free parking. If I can't beat your rap, I'll eat a bug.
Now, Louis, this is not the time to economize, you know. I mean, you are in serious trouble here.
I think you're right, Otto.
Now, my gallery has an attorney. I'll see if he can help you out.
Oh, thanks, Otto. Thanks. What's the matter with you, Rika?
I just remembered where I saw that old lady's face.
And it's funny?
Yes, it's very funny. Do you remember Sonny Bergmeier?
Sonny Bergmeier? Who's that?
Sonny Bergmeier used to work here as a driver.
Oh, a driver? Oh, mercy, a driver? Well, wait, let me go check my scrapbook.
Louis, Sonny Bergmeier ran over that same old lady a couple of years ago.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. She sued him, too, but only Sonny checked around and found out that she'd been run over by cab drivers once a month for years.
Oh, poor lady's got rough luck.
You mean to say that that sweet little old lady fakes accidents?
You got it. It's the oldest trick in the book. She steps in the path of a slow-moving cab, and just at the right moment, she fakes being hurt. You're being sued by a con woman, Louis.
I knew it wasn't my fault.
That's right.
Tell me more. What did Bergmeier do when she sued him?
Well, he... Nah, I don't think you want to hear any more.
Come on, Riga.
Oh, you know how my story's always
boring. Come on.
What was it you wanted to know again?
Come on,
all right,
Riga.
All right. As far as I can recall, he rounded up those cab drivers that she had done that number on. And he threatened to bring him into court to testify against her. She dropped the suit immediately. She was used to taking the cab companies and having them settle out of court. She didn't want to go to trial.
I'll bet she didn't. That's probably what she wants me to do, settle out of court.
That's right.
I can't wait.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to make her take me to court. And then when I get her there, I'm gonna let her have it. I'm gonna expose her. That's it. I'm gonna make her little gray head spin. I'm gonna beat this rap just like Sonny Bergmeier. Where can I find this guy, Bergmeier, Riga?
Bergmeier? I don't know. He used to hang around Benson's cafeteria. I don't think he does anymore, though.
Alex, you gotta find him for me.
Why should I do that?
Come on, you're the only guy who remembers him. Come on, you know him. Besides, with a nose like that, you're better than a bloodhound.
That's what you consider sweet talking, Louis?
Come on, Riga, you gotta help me. I could stand to lose $1 million here. Listen, if you can save me that, I'll give you $100.
Okay, I'll do it. Save your money. I'll try to find Sonny for you.
If you do something for me.
Anything.
All right,
anything.
No more ridiculing the cab drivers.
Right.
No more making passes at Elaine.
Good.
And no more cheap shots at Bobby.
Fine.
And no more jokes about my nose.
Oh.
Is it a deal?
All right.
It's a deal.
Thank you.
courtrooms give me the willies. I had to go to court myself once a few years back.
Really? Did they get you on drugs?
No, I was already on drugs. And that's why I was there.
I just talked to Alex on the phone. You're not gonna believe this. He finally found Sonny Bergmeier.
Talk about cutting it close the day of the trial.
You know, the trial's not gonna start for a while. Why don't we go and see if we can pick up some chicks out in the hall, huh? Maybe we can get ourselves a couple of legal secretaries.
Yeah, they gotta be legal though, Bobby. Hey, Jim, you wanna come?
No, I'm gonna stay here, look around a little.
All right.
I thought that was you, Edith. Good to see you again. Oh, the cast. Nice touch.
I'm not gonna believe this, Tom. The cast is real. I actually broke my leg this time.
Come on, Edith, save it for the judge.
No, I'm telling you the truth. It's the damnedest thing. I'm really hurt. When I bounced off that cab, I broke my leg in two places.
So you mean we've actually got a legitimate case? Well, there's a first time for everything.
Hope you didn't spend that $1 million yet, Edith.
Mr. De Palma. Mr. De Palma, please. When is your key witness going to get here?
Just relax. Don't worry. He'll be here soon. Riga's picking him up right now. This is going to be the easiest case you've ever had. Old Grandma Bunko's not going to know what hit her.
Boss.
Ignatowski, get the hell out of here.
Boss, I think there's something you ought to know.
The only thing I want to know is how fast you can get out of my sight.
Boss, this is really, really important, you know. How short my memory is, so let me tell you before I forget.
Okay, what is it?
What's what?
Bean brain, get out of here. Sure.
So you had no idea, Miss Tremaine, that the cab was coming towards you?
The only thing I noticed was the sign saying walk. I never even saw the speeding cab when it tried to run the light and came after me.
Okay, now let me ask you this, Miss Tremaine. Have you ever had this kind of accident before?
Objection.
Will counsel for the defense approach the bench, please?
Yep.
You do it.
Riga, where's Sonny?
Let me tell you about that.
He's here, right?
He was all ready to come in. Said he was looking forward to it. Said he wanted to see that old lady get what she deserves.
Yeah, yeah.
Then he asked me whose butt he was saving by coming in.
Right, right.
Then I did a very stupid thing. I told him it was yours.
Huh?
He jumped out of the cab.
This is incredible. Didn't you tell him that if he doesn't come here, that old bat's gonna take me for everything I got?
I told him.
Well, what'd he say?
The system works.
Riga. Riga, I'm lost.
I'm sorry, Lou.
There's one bright spot.
What's that?
Deals off, Aardvark knows. There's gotta be some way to...
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Your Honor?
Yes?
May I ask the witness a couple of questions?
Well, that's within your rights. As long as the opposing counsel for Miss Tremaine doesn't object.
Object to it? On the contrary, Your Honor, we encourage it.
Mr. De Palma, I don't think you should do this.
Leave me alone, I smell blood. Miss Tremaine, it is your contention that your alleged broken leg has left you completely helpless.
It certainly is.
And you would have the court believe that, say, in a case of earthquake or fire or some other calamity, God forbid, you would be unable to get out of that chair and save your life.
That's right.
You're saying that this wheelchair, for some reason, might go totally out of control. You would not be able to get out of it.
That's right.
Well, I'm saying that you are not injured in the least. And I'm going to prove it by doing this. She hits the stairs. Don't worry. Jump out, Edith. Jump out, Edith. Jump out, Edith! What floor are we on?
The 16th.
I have no further questions, Your Honor.
Hi.
Oh, how's Edith?
Not too bad. Boy, she scared the hell out of her, though. But the chair and the cast absorbed most of the damage. She's not really hurt.
They put Louie in jail.
Yeah. That judge was pretty mad.
Yeah, I'll say. I never seen a judge try to hit anybody with his gavel before.
So, what's gonna happen now?
Well, fortunately, Sonny gave me some of the names of the other guys she conned. Yeah, Louie doesn't stand a chance of getting out of jail until I round up these guys and get him to talk to the judge. So, there's not a moment to lose. The quicker I make these calls, the quicker Louie gets out of jail.